The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed 12, Simon, whom he named Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Students, what can you tell me about St. John Vianney? I know some of you... Joseph. See, St. John Vianney was a saint. That is right. What else can you tell me about St. John Vianney? Where was St. John Vianney from? Maria Sophia? He was from France. James, something to add? Joseph? He wasn't very good at Latin. That's right. They almost would not allow him to become a priest because he couldn't learn Latin. Anything else? Okay, good. Well then... So, St. John Vianney, he was that saint. Right when he became a priest, his bishop sent him to the parish that no priest wanted to go to. And as he's on the way to the parish, he says to our Lord this prayer. He said, "Lord, grant me the conversion of my entire parish. So everybody who comes to Mass with me, I want them all to be converted. And I am willing to suffer anything for the rest of my life that that might happen." So St. John Vianney gets to his parish, and nobody was hardly going to church. They would rather go to the bars. They were doing all sorts of sinful things. So he starts to preach, and he would preach about the love of God, but he would also preach and would say, "You have to let go of your sins." Well, people heard that, and they thought, "I don't want him telling me how to live my life," right? We don't want him. We want another priest. So the people in the town, they got together, and they all signed a petition. And they sent it to the bishop. And they said, "Bishop, please give us somebody else." So the bishop gets this letter. And as he's reading the list of names, guess whose name he finds? Father John Vianney. He signed his own petition saying, "They deserve somebody better than me." Right? So little by little, people started to come to church. Well, they started to go to him for confession. Because they realized, okay, I need to let go of my sins. They would have these amazing conversions in confession. So more and more people came. It got to the point where he would hear, on average, 250 confessions every single day. So that would be like me hearing all of your confessions every single day all by myself. Could you imagine? I would hardly ever get out of the confessional. And that's what he would do every day. He got to the point where he would hear like 80,000 confessions a year. And then amazing things began to happen in his parish. Well, one of his brother priests is looking at everything going on in his church. He says, "Man, how are you doing it? Like, what can I do in my church to set my people on fire, to really get them active in the faith?" And he was thinking, he would say, "You know what? You need more Bible studies. You need to start a really strong men's club. You know, if you founded a school, things would happen." Guess what St. John Vianney said to this priest? He said, "You need to spend more time on your knees in front of the Blessed Sacrament. You need to spend more time alone with our Lord, and then amazing things will happen in your church." Students, we just heard about the calling of the 12 apostles. What is the first thing the Bible says? The first reason that our Lord Jesus called them to Himself. Did anybody catch it? Did He call them to Himself to send them out to change the world? Did He call them to Himself to go out and cast out demons? Did He call them to Himself so that they would become great preachers? The Bible said Jesus called the 12 to Himself so that they would be with Him. And that when they would spend time with Him, they would become different people. By spending time alone with our Lord, they would become saints. And then they would go out and change the world. Students, the devil one time came to St. John Vianney. And he said, "John Vianney, if there were three other people like you in France, I would never be allowed to enter this country again." Jesus chose 12. From those 12, there are now 1.5 billion Catholics in the world. From 12 men. If there were 4 John Vianneys, the devil could never enter France. And he knew that it all started by just spending time alone with our Lord. Let's ask Jesus for a great grace today, that He might give us that desire, that we might long to spend time with Him, and that as we spend time with Him, He transforms us to be more and more like Himself, to become the saints we're called to be.